I'm Dave Cundiff. I have the privilege of serving as the AMA delegate for your American Association of Public Health Physicians, and I also have the privilege of serving as tonight's moderator for two exciting and very, very impressive speakers on the topic of gun violence. What do we know, and what can physicians and others do? First, I'd like to acknowledge our co-sponsors. We've been very grateful for the support we've received for this program from the Orange County Medical Society, the Florida Academy of Family Physicians, and the American Medical Women's Association. We appreciate all of our co-sponsors' help with making this program happen and with publicizing this program so we could get as many of you as possible. I'd also like to welcome the recording specialist from the Audio Digest Foundation. For those of you who don't have a lot of experience with physician continuing education, for those of us who had to get our education in our cars over the years, Audio Digest has been the leading provider of audio continuing education for physicians since 1952. They started out as a project of the California Medical Association and are now a project of the Walter Scluver Medical Publishing House. They continue very hard work and I believe reach more physicians than ever. It means our speakers have been asked to tell us what's on their slides. Sometimes you'll hear them saying for the audio benefit, what's on the slides. We ask you to bear with that. It's going to mean a reach, if this is a usable program, of tens of thousands more physicians around the world. So we very much hope that you can bear with us as we ask our speakers to make the audio tape as clear and standalone as we can without degrading the experience here in the room. Many of you are affiliated with the AMA House of Delegates. Many of the rest of you are in the Orlando community. None of you has to be reminded where you were when you heard about the Pulse nightclub shootings. For us in the House of Delegates, it was in the morning as we were preparing for our reference committees on the annual meeting. For those of you in Orlando, you know where you were. We all were deeply affected by this, and even more deeply affected when some folks tried to argue that this was no big deal, this happens all the time, we shouldn't do it, we shouldn't view this as an urgent call to change. The AMA, I'm so proud, took this as an urgent call to change, issued a resolution through the annual meeting of the House of Delegates declaring gun violence to be a public health emergency, and declaring that in response to that public health emergency, at a minimum, the AMA would publicly call for an end to the federal funding ban for firearms injury research and advocacy for sound firearms policy in the United States. We tried to build on this. We don't intend to spend much time on the conventional gun control, gun ownership, and gun carry debates, although those matter. We intend to talk about the deep background of gun violence in America, and we intend to talk about the things that physicians can do in their offices and as community leaders to help reduce gun violence in their community. We've chosen as our speakers two very distinguished national experts. We have Dr. Kamara Jones with us, the immediate past president of the American Public Health Association. Dr. Jones is an expert on the effects of racism on health in the United States and around the world. This may seem like it's a bit of a stretch to some of you, and to others of you, you will understand that you can't understand the epidemiology, distribution, and determinants of gun violence in the United States without understanding racism. So we've asked Dr. Jones to give us that deep background. And then we've asked Dr. Rex Archer, the health director for Kansas City, Missouri, to give us his experience, both in understanding why gun violence occurs and in devising practical programs for a real and fairly typical American city to help to combat gun violence. We'll ask that Our speakers get uninterrupted time for initial presentations. Then, after each speaker's initial presentation, there will be a question time. And after that, there will be some reaction time for each speaker to go into more depth and interact with the audience if they feel it appropriate as they go into more depth. We hope to have plenty of time to examine this very complicated topic, and we hope to have plenty of time for questions that are relevant not only to those of you in the room, but to physicians around the world as they look at what Americans can do within existing structures to reduce gun violence in our communities. So let me start by introducing Dr. Kamara Jones. Dr. Jones is a family physician and preventive medicine public health physician. She is the immediate past president of the American Public Health Association, and she is a senior fellow at the Satcher Health Leadership Institute and the Cardiovascular Research Institute at the Morehouse School of Medicine in Atlanta, Georgia. She was most recently president of the American Public Health Association, and her work has focused on health equity, the effects of racism on health, and what we can do to minimize the effects of racism on communities around the country. Dr. Jones.